World Soccer Talk Radio here with you on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Hello to you all. Thank you for subscribing to us on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, iHeartRadio. WorldSoccerTalk.com is where you gotta go for some of the best soccer journalism in all of the world. And you can listen to the show at WorldSoccerTalk.com. Tweet me, Nate Albarea, your host of this fine program, at NateWST. Tweet us all at World Soccer Talk and at Sports Byline USA for updates on this show. Matteo Bonetti is going to be joining us in this edition of World Soccer Talk Radio, the Calcio guy. We're talking all about the Milan derby, a little bit of panic at Juventus after just two matches. Talk about in the Premier League, the Chelsea panic after four games. Well, Juve, after their incredible season last year, two games, two losses. Talk a little bit about the panic in Turin with Juventus. And I cannot wait to talk with Matteo Bonetti about his recent interview with Italian legend and current Miami FC manager Alessandro Nesta, as well as some of the recent comments from Don Garber. Oh, the soccer Don finds his way into this show yet again. Don Garber saying that MLS will be on the level of the Italian Serie A within the next 10 years. Don Garber also said publicly that Michael Bradley is a better player now than he was a few years ago when he was playing in Italy. That's right, Toronto FC Michael Bradley is better than Italian Serie A Michael Bradley. We will get Matteo Bonetti's take on the soccer Don's comments. And I have a little call to action here before we head to our first break. I love these call to actions. I feel so powerful in this seat. Call to action right here on World Soccer Talk Radio. But really, though, I was reading a great article from our friend Jeff Carlisle on ESPN FC, and it was all about begging Jurgen Klinsmann to stop experimenting. It's time to come up with your lineup. It's do or die. It's Mexico on October 10th at the Rose Bowl. I was reading a number of other good pieces from friends of the show all around the blogosphere and various sites. Give me your lineup. Send me your lineup at NateWST. Get it down to 140 characters. Send me your lineup, whatever the formation is. Send me your lineup. What's the lineup? If the game's today, what is your starting 11 against Mexico for the U.S. men's national team? Again, at NateWST, send me your U.S. men's national team lineup. Put it together. Matteo Bonetti with us on the other side of the break. Stay tuned.
See the world's best matches live, wherever you are, with Fox Soccer To Go. Watch select live matches on your smartphone, on your tablet, and on your computer. Get the app, get the games, and get your fix. Live soccer and more. Anytime, anywhere.
Sign up to watch the Bundesliga and Champions League at soccerondish.com. If you're a soccer fan and you want to cut the cord and watch more of the beautiful game, NGSN may be the online streaming service you're looking for. FreeSoccerTrial.com. With NGSN, you get live, legal, and on-demand access to matches from the Eredivisie, J-League from Japan, K-League from Korea, Argentina's Primera Division, Portugal, Ecuador, Russian Premier League, as well as leagues from Bolivia, Venezuela, and more. The games are in HD, and commentaries are available in your choice of English or Spanish. And this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the US. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 30-day trial to NGSN. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
Football season starts Sunday, and you could kick things off by winning $2 million at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. It's the biggest fantasy football contest ever. $10 million in prizes are up for grabs, including $2 million for first place and $1 million for second. One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. It's fantasy football on demand. Play where you want, when you want, with the players you want. Just pick your players, pile up the points, and pick up your cash. That's it. You've never experienced football like like this. It may only be week one, but it already feels like the playoffs at DraftKings.com. And every broken tackle or spectacular catch could take you closer to a $2 million payday. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Hurry to DraftKings.com now and use promo code ATTACK to play free for a shot at $2 million in Sunday's $10 million Millionaire Maker. Enter ATTACK for free entry now at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com.
Musicians, it's Yamaha Month at Guitar Center. Save up to 15% on select Yamaha guitars, basses, drums, keys, pro audio, and more. Deals like Yamaha HS Series studio monitors, buy one, get one half off. Save up to $200 on select Yamaha acoustic and electronic drum sets. Up to $500 off Yamaha synths. Or get up to a $50 gift card when you buy select Yamaha acoustic guitars. $50, $100, $200, up to $500 off select Yamaha gear. The best deals go first during Yamaha Month at Guitar Center. Don't miss it.
World Soccer Talk Radio back here with you on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. My name is Nate Abarea, and we have got the Calcio guy with us on the program today, Matteo Bonetti of BN Sports. Matteo, how is the world treating you today, sir?
The world's treating us pretty good. We're here in Miami, so obviously it's a bit foolish to start complaining.
We will talk a little bit about your recent interview with Alessandro Nesta, the Italian legendary defender and current manager of Miami FC. It was really an interesting conversation that you had with him the other day. We'll also talk a little bit later in the program about some of the recent comments from the Soccer Don. That's right. Some of these new, the latest controversial remarks from Don Garber and how they relate directly to Italian soccer. We'll talk a little bit about the panic going on right now at Juventus after just two matches in the Serie A season. And get a little background on how you became such an authority when it comes to Italian soccer. But we got to start in the immediate. We got to look at this weekend. It's the big story in the Serie A. It's the Milan derby. It's an inter-home match, and it's a historic rivalry. It's such a great, great derby. Yet, taking all the headlines seemingly coming into this one, who else? Why always me? It's Mario Balotelli making his second AC Milan debut against his former club. What's your take on Balotelli kind of stealing headlines coming into this game, and what else should we be talking about? Because I pledged on this show before that I wouldn't talk about Mario Balotelli until he scored a goal in a competitive match, and I'm already breaking that promise.
No, absolutely, and I think that the media has grown a bit tired of talking of Balotelli's usual antics. I think we even saw it die down last season when he was at Liverpool, not even playing. He was making all the headlines when he joined Liverpool, but after yet another stint where he burned all of his bridges, I think people just sort of got tired of the same old antics. It's the same old story with Mario Balotelli. He's not a malicious player by any means. People who know him very well say that he's actually a nice guy. He's actually pretty soft-spoken, but still immature, still doesn't make the best decisions, perhaps about the people he hangs out with, who's advising him, his cutthroat agent, and I'm getting the sense that he's not really in it for the love of the game, but more for the spotlight and the prestige that it brings him and the lifestyle that it allows him to live. So even in Italy, you're seeing Balotelli not making the front pages of the Gazzetta, but making the subsections where they just talked about him losing his license, I believe, for driving, breaking the law yet again. But when it comes down to what he's actually going to do on the field, I think Milan supporters aren't really that excited. I think they're not really expecting that much, which actually could be a blessing in disguise for someone like Balotelli, who really, you know, we said it five chances ago that this was his last chance, and now I think it really is his last chance, and I said it even when he joined Milan. I think this is not the right choice for him. I think Balotelli deserves to go to a place where he feels like he's the center of attention. I kind of linked it to Antonio Cassano's career. After Real Madrid, he went to Sampdoria, and it was at a mid-table club where he felt like he was loved, where he felt like he was the focal point of the team. And I think maybe that's the only way that Balotelli will truly play to the level that we all expected him to.
Well, I love his teammate at AC Milan, Luis Adriano, coming out today and saying that with Balotelli in the lineup, we've got the most potent attack in all of the Serie A. So we'll see how that plays out this weekend. Again, as he makes his second AC Milan debut against his former club in Inter. It's quite the storyline, but enough about Super Mario. Let's talk a little bit more about the match, Matteo. Give us your other favorite storylines coming in to this Milan derby.
I think right now the coach of Inter, Roberto Mancini, is the coach that's under the most amount of pressure in all of Serie A. He has to get this team to the top three with all the money that their new billionaire owner, Eric Tohir, has splashed into the club. Last season, yes, he only had 6 months with the club, Mancini, but it just wasn't good enough. He didn't really turn around. He didn't really give them, he gave them a new look. He switched the formation from a three-back to now that four-back system that he's played. The 4-2-3-1 is his favorite formation, but he has to win this match. And even for Milan, they have not looked good at all in the first two matches under Mihailovic. And even Mihailovic said after the game, which I actually liked, he said, I think the weight of the kit is actually harming some of my players. They're not looking for the long ball. They're looking for the safe option. They're playing scared. And I think this is quite telling with some of the players they brought in, like Andrea Bertolacci for $20 million, which is a lot of money for a player like Bertolacci. And he was just an abomination in their last match. He was not connecting on any of his passes. He's not going to be playing against Inter. But for Milan right now, the bright spot has to be Carlos Bacca. He just scored for Colombia midweek. And him and Luis Adriano were the only two bright spots in Milan's last match, the win against Empoli, which really shouldn't have been a win at all, because I thought that they didn't play well the least bit. The midfield was bossed around by Empoli out of all the teams, and really the only reason they won is because their two strikers that they signed over the summer had an individual moment of brilliance. They linked up for Bacca's goal, and then Adriano scored on the header. So I'm curious to see, and I think that the reason, if Milan does win, it's going to come in the midfield, but right now I don't have a good feeling about it, going up against a very strong Inter side that essentially has a brand new starting 11.
Matteo, I want to go back to something that you just said, one of my favorite quotes that I've heard on the show in quite some time: the weight of the kit at AC Milan. And you look at the way that Juventus has kind of run this league especially last year, and kind of the downfall of the two Milan teams. There's still that prestige within the AC Milan camp, within the squad, within the uniform. Talk about the weight of the kit and how it's maybe getting in the way of some of these players.
I talked to Christian Vieri about it, a player who obviously knows what it's like to play for both sides of the Milan clubs, and he's played in the derbies, and he said it to me that it's a game where if you're weak mentally, or if you're a player that's not used to those situations, when you go inside the San Siro and you see 80,000-plus fans and just the history behind the stadium, and it really is quite a fearful moment, the way those the pillars on the side of the stadium go off. It's a stadium that I went to every single week as a child with my father, and even then I have these incredible memories of it being jam-packed. But I don't really envy players that are trying to make a name for themselves at Inter Milan having to start in such a big match, because you really do feel the history that comes along with these clubs, even though they really are a shadow of their former selves, basically teams that were supposed to go all the way in the Champions League. I mean, it wasn't that long ago that Milan and Inter were playing in the semifinal of a Champions League, and that you had three out of the four sides in the semifinal of the Champions League being from Serie A. So, you know, it was the greatest league in the 90s. I still think it was the greatest league in the 2000s, or at least the early 2000s. But now it definitely is on its way up, and Inter and Milan, they have to get back to the Champions League. It really doesn't feel quite the same when you don't have, at the very least, Milan being the second most successful side in the tournament.
I remember we actually talked about this with Phil Shane over there from BN Sports on this show, about kind of the recent downfall of the Serie A, and how really the foundation of the resurgence of Serie A, it's got to lie in the city of Milan. It's got to lie, as you said, with Internazionale and AC Milan. It starts with those two clubs. I mean, no disrespect to what Juventus accomplished last year, but getting those Milan teams back in to the European spotlight would do wonders for the advancement of Serie A, the revival of the Italian top flight. We've got less than a minute before we got to head to break. Matteo, I'm going to ask you, look into the crystal ball. You got any predictions for the Milan derby this Sunday?
I think it's going to follow a similar trend that we've seen in the past few seasons. It's going to be low scoring. It's going to be very tentative. I expect both teams to sort of play a bit careful, at least until the 70th minute, and then they'll start opening up. But I would not be surprised if we saw a 0-0 draw or a 1-1 at the very most. This is not going to be a high-scoring game at all. You take a look at Inter starting 11. This is basically a brand-new side. They've essentially signed an entirely new starting 11. Even Milan has a lot of new pieces. And if it's going to be a win, I think Inter definitely has the edge. Milan's defense. Mihailovic, still not sure who he's going to play in the center of it all. They have Romagnoli, who's still only 20 years old. Tons of pressure with that $30 million price tag. Curious to see how he's going to do as well.
Matteo Bonetti, the Calcio guy, is with us right here on World Soccer Talk Radio. We're back after this, talking a little Juventus, and then coming stateside and talking Alessandro Nesta and Miami FC, and of course, the soccer Don Garber. We're back after this on World Soccer Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
If you're a soccer fan and you want to cut the cord and watch more of the beautiful game, NGSN may be the online streaming service you're looking for, freesoccertrial.com. With NGSN, you get live, legal, and on-demand access to matches from the Eredivisie, J-League from Japan, K-League from Korea, Argentina's Primera Division, Portugal, Ecuador, Russian Premier League, as well as leagues from Bolivia, Venezuela, and more. The games are in HD, and commentaries are available in your choice of English or Spanish. And this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the US. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 30-day trial to NGSN. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
Musicians, it's Yamaha Month at Guitar Center. Save up to 15% on select Yamaha guitars, basses, drums, keys, pro audio, and more. Deals like Yamaha HS Series studio monitors, buy one, get one half off. Save up to $200 on select Yamaha acoustic and electronic drum sets. Up to $500 off Yamaha synths. Or get up to a $50 gift card when you buy select Yamaha acoustic guitars. 50, 100, 200, up to $500 off select Yamaha gear. The best deals go first during Yamaha Month at Guitar Center. Don't miss it.
Sports betting and daily fantasy sports will never be the same with advanced algorithmic tools from SwishAnalytics.com. With data-driven bet recommendations for every MLB game every day and a suite of daily fantasy tools including player projections and optimized lineups, it's easier than ever to beat the sportsbooks and your daily fantasy competition at SwishAnalytics.com. Get started today with your 7-day free trial and start making the smart bets and daily fantasy plays every single day with SwishAnalytics.com. That's SwishAnalytics.com. Smarter sports. Bet on it.
The world's best matches live wherever you are with Fox Soccer to Go. Watch select live matches on your smartphone, on your tablet, and on your computer. Get the app, get the games, and get your fix. Live soccer and more, anytime, anywhere.
Sign up to watch the Bundesliga and Champions League at Soccer on Dish.
Football season is back, and this time around, it's all about you, the fan. Thanks to Rabble.tv, now you can call the action for your favorite college and pro teams for free. It's your team, so why not give your fans your call? Just mute your TV and provide your own play-by-play or armchair commentary, or listen to other fans like you who love your team as much as you do. With Rabble.tv, you can create and enjoy sports broadcasts created by fans on your desktop through your iOS, Android app, or through your mobile browser. So blitz the booth this football season and go to Rabble.tv to schedule a broadcast today.
World Soccer Talk Radio, back here with you on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. My name is Nate Cabarea, joined by Matteo Bonetti, the Calcio guy of BN Sports. We talked all about the Milan Derby in the first segment. Looking forward to that on Sunday. Big weekend in terms of derbies around Europe, and a few bigger than that one. It's time now to talk about the reigning champions of Italy and the reigning runners-up in the Champions League. And, you know, Matteo, on this show, I try to be sensible. I try to, you know, not buy into this whole ADD culture of just over-the-top panicking. And I try to be very rational and sensible. But at a certain point, I just say, that's no fun. I want to be one of these ADD-having, nutcase, panic people. Two games, two losses. Oh, my God. Juventus is going down the tubes. Please, what the hell's going on in Turin? Tell me what's going on with Juventus, Mateo.
Yeah, I was on the call for that match between Juventus and Roma, and that was probably the worst match I've seen from Juventus since before, or at least the first year of Antonio Conte. So more than 4 years ago, I have not seen them being dominated like that in Serie A. Roma, it's a very good team. This was supposed to be the team to really fight for the Scudetto, and I think this season they have a very good chance. But when you take a look at Juventus, the squad that they put out against Roma was nowhere near full strength side. They were missing more than half of their starters, especially in the midfield. The influential Claudio Marchisio, Sami Khedira, Cuadrado wasn't playing. Alexandro, their very quick left wing back that they brought over from Porto, was not playing. And that's where they were absolutely bossed. It was in the midfield that they lost the battle. They couldn't hold on to the ball. And eventually that back line croaked against a very talented Roma side. Listen, if there's any match that you can draw points, it's away to Roma at the Stadio Olimpico. So I wouldn't hit the panic button. Yes, they did lose as well in their first match against Udinese at home, which is something that hasn't happened in decades, that they draw points like that in the first two rounds of Serie A. But they thoroughly dominated that one, and they have a lot of new pieces. There's still a lot of chemistry that needs to be developed. And this upcoming week against Chievo, Real Chievo, with the way they've been playing, the way they've been scoring goals is incredible. Look, Chievo are called the Flying Donkeys. It's actually a funny story because it was the Hellas Verona fans, the derby between Verona and Chievo, same city, but it was the Hellas Verona fans that said, donkeys will fly before Chievo ever gets to Serie A. So obviously when Chievo did come to Serie A about a decade ago, they adopted this moniker, and now they're very proud of it, and obviously make fun of Hellas because Hellas was in Serie B up until two seasons ago. So going up against Chievo right now, who's perfect 6 points, probably a pretty tough match for Juventus, but there are a few interesting spots to talk about. It's going to be Hernandez's debut, who just joined for 11 million euro from Inter. He's going to give them what they were sorely lacking in the first two games, which is an attacking midfielder who can string together the attack and the midfield that can link up with the two strikers, who are probably going to be Morata and Paulo Dybala. Alexandro, very talented wingback, is going to give you a lot of offensive threat on the left-hand side, is going to play from the start, is what the Gazzetta is saying. So this is going to be a stronger side than the one that lined up against Roma. They're going to be playing at home, where they're very tough to beat at the Juventus Stadium. So I wouldn't panic too much. If they don't get a win here, then maybe it's time to press the panic button, because especially if Inter gets a win, because then you don't want to drop that many points behind the Nerazzurri.
But Matteo, isn't panicking like the most fun thing to do in the soccer world?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. And you referenced the Flying Donkeys. I mean, they're yep. 7-1 after two matches, sitting pretty. I love the Hellas fans saying, donkeys will fly, before Chievo ever make it to the top flight. Well, right now, I know it's after just two games, but sitting as pretty as possible at the top of the table. And within Italy, and this goes back to the glory days, really, of the 90s and the 2000s, there were always those big names. As far as the sleeper picks, as far as your kind of surprise packages, living in the present moment, living this year in this Serie A season, 2015-2016, could you see Chievo Verona being potentially that surprise package that obviously they're not going to, keep anything lasting like what they're doing right now, but could you see them sneaking into a European spot and doing something special?
Well, they snuck to fourth place about a decade ago, which is one of the miracles of Serie A, with a club, with a side that was very young, very inexperienced, but actually had some players that went on to bigger teams. But and no, absolutely not. I mean, Chievo's goal is always going to be to avoid relegation. So I think, yes, they will achieve salvation, and that right in and of itself is their main objective. To them, that's their Champions League, just staying away from the Serie B, which is essentially a purgatory for a lot of teams because of the low ticket sales, all the talks about the corruption. So once a team gets to Serie A, you'll want to stay there. Obviously, it's pretty obvious with every league it's going to be like that. But Chievo, will they get into a European spot? I think that would be incredibly unlikely. This is just a cute start from them that's made a few headlines in the Gazzetta. But overall, they just don't have the talent throughout the starting 11. And also, at the top of the Serie A, there's a lot more parity this year. This won't be a year where Juventus pulls away with a double-digit lead after December. and makes it a one-horse race at the top with everyone else just fighting for the second and third place. It's not going to be like that. This is going to go down to the wire. I see teams like Inter, Roma fighting as well for that first place, and also teams like Fiorentina, Milan, I think, is going to be top five, but I don't think that they're ready for to challenge for the Scudetto. I think a third finish would be a very good success for the Rossoneri. And then you have teams like Lazio, which haven't gotten stronger despite finishing third last season. They're already knocked out of the Champions League. So there's a lot of teams right now fighting for five places. Unfortunately for Serie A fans, the Bundesliga took away the fourth spot for the Champions League. So Italy right now has to settle with only three teams going to the promised land each year, or in this case, two, because Lazio didn't pass the qualification stages.
All right, well, I am all in for the Flying Donkeys right now. So all of you Chievo fans listening to this show, send me some scarves, send me some swag. I am all in for the Flying Donkeys. I remember the glory of Generalissimo Bradley, Michael Bradley,
right,
suiting up for Chievo just a few years ago. And it transitions perfectly, Matteo, into the next thing I wanted to ask you about. And we're coming back stateside. I guess we're actually kind of going up to Canada for this as well. But Don Garber, Mr. MLS, Mr. Soccer Don, saying publicly, and this just, I'm going to make no secrets about it. This just makes me roll my eyes and grit my teeth when I hear things like this. And I cannot wait to hear your take on this. But saying publicly that he feels that Michael Bradley has not only not regressed since leaving Europe, since leaving, actually it was Roma that he left to come back to Major League Soccer, but after just his incredible time at Chievo Verona, where the fans loved him, where the Italian media even took to him, he was actually really looked at as this great, gritty midfield presence within the Italian top flight. Don Garber saying that Michael Bradley has not only not regressed, he has actually improved as a player since returning to Major League Soccer for Toronto FC. We've got 4 minutes before we got to head to break. Matteo, you can take all four if you want to tell me why Don Garber is either totally correct in saying that or why he's an absolute nutter.
I can't agree with that at all, and I've seen Michael Bradley on the national team, and I also watched every match of Michael Bradley when he played in Serie A, when he became this lovable character in Verona, with a, in Chievo Verona, with a small team. He was their midfield general. The city of Verona went absolutely crazy for him. All 15 fans of Chievo Verona bought his kit, and he was becoming an American sensation. Then he made his big money switch to Roma. Well, not big money when you consider what he's making now. But he went to Roma, got a starting spot, and unfortunately in the end he didn't work out. He didn't get consistent time in his last year, which I think is too bad, because I thought Michael Bradley was an excellent fit in Serie A. I was surprised more than anything with his passing range from the back. And, you know, he really was that box-to-box midfielder. He had tremendous passion. He learned the language in seemingly 2 months, which apparently he's quite a linguist from everything I've read. But I remember him giving perfect Italian interviews after 2 months of being in Verona. It's very surprising, but it seems like he took to the culture, he embraced it. But how do you refuse an offer where your salary goes up fivefold, and he's now making a salary that in Serie A only the top 1% of players are making? So I wasn't surprised that Michael Bradley, Sebastian Giovinco, these players went to MLS. And really, we'll stay on the topic of Bradley, but Giovinco is the one that I want to talk about as well, because what he's done, I think, is the most telling for Don Garber's optimism about the MLS. You're now looking at a guy that's in his prime making a move from Juventus, a club that's expected to win everything in Italy, and now going to Canada, which is a place with an excellent Italian expat community. I actually think Toronto is the city in North America with the most Italian expats living there, so it's an easy transition. But if you want to stay on Michael Bradley, I wouldn't say that he's improved. I don't think the league definitely hasn't made him a better player. I think maybe it's just him getting on with his years and adding a few more elements to his game. But from what I've seen of him now, he doesn't seem any or much different at all to when I watched him in Serie A, when he was going up against much better opposition and at times even taking the player of the match award. He was a joy to watch, and I thought it was great for American fans to have a player to follow in at Serie A. Obviously, the Agutrio-Nievo experiment didn't work out at Milan, so I thought Michael Bradley was finally going to be that American player in Serie A to do so well, and he was. But I don't know if I agree with what Don Garber said. Definitely not his surroundings that have made him a better player. I think maybe it's just him getting continued playing time. And let's not even forget, in Serie A, to play the way he did, I think is the testament of his career.
Well, I personally do think that he has regressed since leaving, actually, since leaving, in many ways, since leaving Chievo Verona. And I know he had some glimpses of brilliance at Roma, but the notion of, and I've talked about this on this show, I've talked about this on other shows as well, that in the 90s with U.S. men's national team players, this even goes into the early 2000s with Dempsey and McBride in the Premier League at Fulham, of being able to play in a top league for a mid to low level club within that top league is the best thing for the U.S. men's national team. Michael Bradley, week in, week out in the Serie A, was going against the best midfielders in the world. He was starting every single game and playing 90 minutes almost every time. That is what was good for the U.S. men's national team, and it's sad to see us get away from that. We'll see who the next American in Serie A will be. Hopefully it comes sooner rather than later. Matteo Bonetti with us right here on World Soccer Talk Radio. Back after this, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Things change as you get older. Glasses get thicker, sunscreen gets stronger, hair grows where it shouldn't. The same is true for your car. Some changes you can see, some you can't. So Valvoline created MaxLife, our best defense against the hidden signs of aging for cars that are just getting started at 75,000 miles. We introduced motor oil in 1866, and we've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of MaxLife and an oil filter starting at $23.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Nate Abarea and Matteo Bonetti of BN Sports, the Calcio guy right here on World Soccer Talk Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Tweet me at NateWST and tweet us at World Soccer Talk with all of your takes on this conversation and the rest of our shows here on World Soccer Talk Radio. You had an interesting interview recently, Matteo, with Alessandro Nesta, the legendary Italian defender who is now the manager of Miami FC. Tell us about this interview, what you guys really talked about. For the folks who haven't had a chance to see or read some of the excerpts from it, tell us what you really talked about with Alessandro Nesta, and tying it specifically into the soccer scene in Miami and with the location of BN Sports and Miami FC and the whole Beckhamania MLS fiasco that's still kind of going on. Talk about soccer in Miami and how this interview may have related to it as a whole.
Yeah, you'd think that soccer in Miami would be one of the biggest hubs, obviously, in all of North America. There's so much passion down here, a huge Latin community, a very big European community as well. So a lot of soccer-mad nations in this melting pot that is Miami. But I think what Alessandro Nesta is going to do as the coach of Miami FC is going to be something to at least keep your eyes on. I know he's going to face stiff competition from the eventual Beckham MLS side in Miami, but he has some serious financial backing, Alessandro Nesta. Ricardo Silva is going to be the president, and for those of you who might have heard of him, he's also the president of MP Silva. He made a fortune off of rights distribution throughout the world, started off Milan Channel as well, so a very passionate owner in Ricardo Silva. This is not a joke. This is something that I think is going to be taken very seriously. And especially when you take a look at some of the people that they've recruited, Paolo Maldini as the vice president, and Alessandro Nesta, who's going to be in his first ever coaching role. So we talked to him. We asked him, first off, what he thought his coaching philosophy might be. And the thing he said right away is that he wants to, you know, develop a very strong tactical side that resembles the kinds of sides that he played with in Italy more than anything. You always hear players going to Serie A for the first time saying, wow, we cannot believe the level of tactical detail that goes into every training session. A lot of players have said that from the Premier League coming over, like Evra, Tevez, and saying how difficult it is in Serie A just because of the tactics. Even the smaller teams have great defensive shape, very organized. So what Nesta wants to do, being one of the greatest defenders to ever play the game, is bring this sort of defensive coaching, the solidity at the back, to the NASL level. I'd be lying if I told you I've been watching NASL in the past few seasons. But this is definitely something that I think is going to spark up the interest of a lot of people, especially this giant Italian expat community, and also the fact that Miami is one of the main traveling hubs of a lot of Serie A players. I think a lot of players who are retiring or close to retiring might give Miami FC a shot in terms of the latter stages of their career. So for this reason alone, I think that Miami FC, with the financial backing and also with the people involved like Maldini and Nesta and their connections, obviously, in Italy, I think we're going to see a pretty interesting team being able to develop once it gets going in spring of 2016.
Well, Matteo, we've talked about this on the show quite a bit, and that is the tactical freedom, the tactical variations that you'll actually see in NASL that you won't see in Major League Soccer. And for a guy like Nesta to be able to come in and just simply bring his style and say, hey, we're going to try to replicate tactically all of those successful Milan teams, even who knows, the Lazio system that I came through way back when. And I absolutely love that. And it brings a level of diversity to the league. And that's one of the things I actually really enjoy about the North American Soccer League. And I couldn't help but sit here and chuckle when you said that, you know, he's got, and I've seen all the pictures with Paolo Maldini and Maldini's involvement with Miami FC. I'm sitting here laughing going, damn, he's bringing he's getting the band back together.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And they all have apartments here next to Maldini, the president. So they're very familiar with the area. The only thing that I'm a bit worried about is where they're actually going to play their football. Now the latest rumors are that they're going to start off, although it hasn't been confirmed, but they're going to start off at Florida International University's pitch. So, you know, I don't expect more than, you know, maybe a few hundred to really show up. So if they were able to secure a site for a stadium, then obviously that would be a lot better for the side than playing way out west at FIU in that stadium. But that, even that hasn't been confirmed. So I think a lot of things are still up in the air. And what I've noticed from having grown up in Miami since I was fairly little is that this is a place where you need star power to attract fans. It's not the most loyal bunch of fans in Miami, and I think that has to do more with the transient nature of the city in the sense that you don't have many people who actually grew up here. It feels like almost everyone I've met here is from another place, so they don't really have that sort of passion and commitment and loyalty to the city. Obviously, there's plenty who do, like myself, but having this transient community, a lot of people who have come from overseas and all over the world to form this melting pot. But when it comes down to actually being passionate about sports. It's obviously lagging behind a lot of other major American and Canadian cities.
I love a quote from many New Yorker friends of mine who label various sections of Miami as the sixth borough of New York City. Exactly, and that kind of goes to the point that you were making there, Mateo. But it would be interesting to see if Miami FC does the right things. And even looking forward to potentially the Beckham influence and the MLS side that could happen still up in the air. But of playing in to that melting pot. And that's something that you touched on there a few minutes ago, and I don't think it's done enough. And that is really taking advantage and playing your cards towards and really doing things with the immigrant community in mind and really taking advantage of the melting pot that is Miami. I mean, touch on that a little bit more as far as some of the mistakes that we've seen in the past with the Miami Fusion and various other soccer situations in Miami, the importance of playing in to what Miami really is at the core.
I still think that, and even with Beckham's MLS side, they've been trying so hard to get a location close to the port, which is right in the heart of downtown Miami. But you know, the real estate there is a very lucrative piece of land that they're trying to get. But I think the most important thing to draw this massive football culture here in Miami is you have to get a stadium in a good location with, you know, public transportation, which is virtually non-existent in Miami, nearby, ample parking. We saw what happened with the Miami Marlins, the disaster that the stadium caused there using taxpayer money. So, you know, I'm more curious to see more where Beckham and obviously that star power that he would bring would be able to get the stadium. But going back to Miami FC for a second, this is also a great opportunity for Alessandro Nesta to really get his coaching badges. He's not going to have barely any pressure. You know, he's not going to get sacked. He's going to be working with his very close friends, and this is very much a project for each of them to start something new. A managerial role for Nesta, Ricardo Silva getting in the act, owning a team, and obviously Paolo Maldini as well in a high-capacity level near the top where he's going to have some very big choices to make and some influential decisions. So I need to see where they're going to get a stadium. Are they going to go get their own private stadium? Are they just going to stay the first few years in FIU? Will anyone really take notice if they do play in a very small university stadium on the outskirts of Miami? You know, it's not a place that's easy to get to for a lot of people in Miami. It's about a 45-minute drive from Miami Beach. So I don't know if that would be ideal. Hopefully, if that is the case in the first year at least, they do move to somewhere that is a bit more realistic in terms of drawing in massive crowds. So what I'd like to see, having lived in Miami, is a stadium that's close to the heart of it all, you know, not one that's in Lockhart all the way up in Fort Lauderdale or way out west in a university campus.
Mateo Bonetti is with us here on World Soccer Talk Radio. And Mateo, you are your Twitter handle and who you are the Calcio guy. And every time we've had so many guests, the great folks over there at BN Sports who've been on this show. And they always say, you know, anytime I got any questions about Italy, anytime I need to know anything about Italian soccer, you are the guy that they go to. You are the Italian authority over there at BN Sports. Give us a little background on, I know you talked about kind of, you know, your upbringing in both Italy and in Miami, but give us a little bit of background on your relationship with Italian soccer and how it came to be and how it became so strong, your link, the link between you and Italian soccer.
Yeah, and I grew up around the game, and I grew up in Milan. I went to see the Invincibles every single match with my father. My grandfather was actually the vice president for 3 years back in the early 70s of AC Milan. So, you know, he's had a tremendous influence in terms of, you know, his network of people. So I kind of grew around inside the club of Milan, you know, knowing a lot of the players when I was younger. And my father still maintains a relationship with a lot of the players, a lot of the people, you know, near the top of the club, and also knows a lot of the agents around Serie A. So basically having that insider understanding of the way the league works, you know, the mentality of the clubs, how they operate, what goes on behind the scenes, and obviously the passions really bled through to me, and they, you know, I think my dad would have disowned me if I didn't pick up a passion for calcio. And ever since I can remember, going to the San Siro, watching every match, I've been watching every game. Anytime I get the chance, And I always say that now I get to, it's not really work for me because I get to cover games that I would be watching anyway at home. So I don't mind being at the office on Saturday and Sunday starting from 5, 6 a.m. in the morning all the way up to the late afternoon, because it's probably what I'd be doing anyway if I wasn't working in football. So honestly, I feel completely blessed that I was given this opportunity to, you know, to be able to call my passion, you know, to be able to work around the game and, you know, offering my, you know, my knowledge of the league and also learning a lot about other leagues. You know, we have to cover Premier League, La Liga, Liga on the Championship, the Second Division of England. So, you know, also expanding the knowledge and not just being niche with the Serie A has been probably even more rewarding.
Matteo, we've got 3 minutes left here with you, so we've got to do a little rapid fire. I want to really get to know the nostalgia department in the brain of Matteo Bonetti. We start with favorite San Siro memory.
Oh, wow. I have to say, that's a very tough one, guys. Very tough. It probably has to be when, I'll tell you my least favorite, and that's when it's the last time I ever went to a Milan game. It was a Milan-Napoli. I believe it was either 93 or 94, and that's the last time my father brought me to a game, because it's when the supporters from the opposing side started throwing rocks at us, and one of them nearly hit my head. And I think that kind of rings true of, you know, the potential dangers of going to Serie A games, and we still see it now in Roma and a few other cities. Not as much now in Milan. It's actually pretty amicable when Milan and Inter play, but I'd have to say probably the first derby I ever went to between Milan and Inter that I can remember was in the early 90s. Milan won 2-1, and also going to Champions League matches of Milan when the great Savicevic would score, and my dad always said that when I attended, Savicevic would get a goal, so that kind of became a running thing. But unfortunately, in the past, I haven't been able to go to the San Siro in a few years now, because obviously being here in Miami, it's made it hard during the season to travel abroad. But most of my memories, and I think, you know, the magic of Calcio comes from being able to attend all those games back in the early 90s at the San Siro, back when it was packed every single week. It really was incredible to go to. That really was the heyday of football. It was the time when Milan were considered the favorites. I mean, their victory against Barcelona in the Champions League final was probably one of the best games in the history of the club. So, you know, so many memorable moments, and now a lot of Milan fans hoping that the club can get back to its former great, because it really does feel awkward not being able to see Milan in a European competition.
Matteo, we got 90 seconds left, so I want to squeeze a couple more of these in. Milan have a great history. They're one of the first clubs to really embrace foreign players, to embrace non-Italian players. And I remember in my soccer upbringing in the 90s, Giorgi Weah, Leonardo, Oliver Bierhoff were all parts of those great Milan teams. First favorite non-Italian player for AC Milan?
Marco Van Basten. Easiest question you could ask me. Marco Van Basten, the greatest striker to ever play at Milan, to really lead the line. It's unfortunate an injury derailed his career before he turned 30, because had it not happened, he would have gone on to become considered, just like Ronaldo, if not better, a true legend.
Matteo, last week, actually, your colleague over there at BN, Terry Lee, was on the show, and she shared her fondness for Italian food. Last question, Matteo Bonetti, favorite classic Italian dish?
It's called polenta with gorgonzola. It's a typical dish from Milan. It's basically, you know, polenta, and then you put melted gorgonzola cheese on top of it. It keeps you warm in the winter. You have it with a glass of vino, and it'll be a perfect night.
I know what I am having for dinner this evening. Matteo Bonetti, thank you so much for joining us. You're welcome back on the show anytime, mate. Thanks again.
Anytime. It's been fun. Thanks.
Again, that was Matteo Bonetti, the Calcio guy of BN Sports. We're back to take the express train home on the other side of this break. World Soccer Talk Radio, Sports Byline, Broadcasting Network.
Don't Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Football season is back, and this time around, it's all about you, the fan. Thanks to Rabble.tv, now you can call the action for your favorite college and pro teams for free. Just mute your TV and provide your own play-by-play or armchair commentary. Or listen to other fans like you who love your team as much as you do. With Rabble.tv, you can create and enjoy sports broadcasts created by fans on your desktop, through your iOS or Android app, or through your mobile browser. We want to hear you watch the game. So blitz the booth this football season and go to Rabble.tv to schedule a broadcast today.
All right, I need some gorgonzola, I need some vino, I need some lamb chops, I need some... I was making my shopping list for this evening. Matteo Bonetti getting me quite hungry as he closed out his time here on World Soccer Talk Radio. The Calcio guy. Huge thank you to Matteo for his time here in this edition of World Soccer Talk Radio. You know, during the past few months, we have created this new weekend tradition with Rabble.tv of hearing true passionate audio, true knowledgeable and passionate audio during various games from around the world. The cast of characters ranging from the full-time Devils and their Manchester United material, Sam Kelly, Kartik Krishnayer, Juan Arango. Well, now Rabble.tv is taking it to the next level with a brand new redesign and new apps for Android and iOS smartphones and tablets. So no matter whether you're at home or on the road, tune into this Saturday's broadcast. It's Everton and Chelsea with Gary Hayes, a man you've heard right here on World Soccer Talk Radio rather recently. He was on Tuesday. Gary Hayes from the Bleacher Report sharing his thoughts and opinions during the match. Chelsea only recording one win out of four games so far, so it's rather important for the Blues to head to Merseyside and put in a convincing performance against the Toffees. And we're already labeling it the John Stones Derby. Can't buy me stones, stones. Money can't buy you stones. John Stones playing against Chelsea, the team that tried to swoop him all summer long but could not pull it off. So I look forward to the John Stones Derby with Gary Hayes on Saturday. It's kicking off the Premier League weekend, 7:45 a.m. Eastern time here in the U.S. of A. If you got an iPhone or an Android, install the Rabble.tv app and add a comment to the broadcast message board or create your own broadcast. Call one of your team's games. It's easy. It's free. It's your team. It's your call.